This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The gentleman from Texas, Mr. Hurd, for 5 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I'm offended. I'm offended by my friends on the other side of the political aisle saying this is political theater. This is not political theater. For me, this is serious. I spent 9.5 years as an undercover officer in the CIA. I was the guy in the back alleys collecting intelligence, passing it to lawmakers. I've seen my friends killed. I've seen assets put themselves in harm's way. And this is about protecting information, the most sensitive information the American government has. And I wish my colleagues would take this a little bit more seriously.
3, 9, 1, 5, 7.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
In the original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield. And people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City. But it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one person at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the totalitarians, I guess you can say, are in disarray in so many different ways. Or is it just dystopia in America? I mean, I'm kind of playing off the theme of the Democratic National Party. And, well, that's just one thing we're going to be talking to Dane Wigington about. And, of course, Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch is a great friend of the show. But we're also going to be talking about the new movie that's up. He's got a special celebration coming up here on the 5th of August in Redding, California. And if you're in the Northern California area or even around the world and you're hearing this right now, you might want to fly yourself into Redding because it's vaxxed. It's all about what the vaccines are doing to us. And Dane, welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. I think we've got a full slate about conversations today because I do want to get your opinion about what we were witnessing with the Democratic National Party.
Appreciate all your efforts towards sounding the alarm on so many issues. On the political end, you know, certainly I think it's imperative that we all keep in mind that the whole election process is orchestrated from top to bottom, and people should understand that we don't have paperless voting machines without a reason. I mean, there's a reason they don't want a record for this, and that the system has been orchestrated for a very long time. That being said, I was truly astounded, as I told you off the air, at what I saw on this DNC fiasco. And I think all these conventions are in the same category of theater, but I was particularly appalled at this, the level of theater that I saw at the DNC, and especially at this point, given what we already know about Hillary Clinton, and we're learning more every day, I just can't fathom that this is even that she's even a candidate. I truly can't. But it's important that people understand our problems are much bigger and much more immediate than any elected official is not going to make any difference. We need to stand together as a people, as inhabitants of a planet that's dying by the day. And if we don't set our priorities straight very quickly, it's going to be game over. And that's a mathematical, statistical fact. So I hope people are appalled at what they saw this last week and the sort of maneuverings and orchestration that goes on in these political circles between Clinton and Sanders and all the rest, and then accusing Russia as if to take the focus off the fact that the additional crimes we now know that she committed. We all need to focus on the fact that our planet's about to not support life, and that all these people involved in these political processes are simply part of the theater. We need to see through it.
Well, you know, I was really pretty much appalled at what I was seeing all through the whole Democratic convention, and Hillary, you know, Clinton coming out in the, you know, and of course the last night turning it as sort of a flip flop into a patriotic theme, which is about the least patriotic. These people, I mean, these people are the least patriotic on the planet. And it was just, to me, an amalgamation of the extreme left, sort of the crazies out there, and turning America into a true dystopia as in their eyes. I mean, the irrationality was just amazing that I saw in everybody, listening to everybody.
I think what's important to consider, too, though, is that, and I, as I spoke to you off the air, it's encouraging to me that it seems the establishment is pushing back against Trump, and that's certainly at least a sign that he's not a part of them. But on the flip side, when Trump or anybody else with any political stripe, I don't care whether it's a Democrat or Republican, when they talk about restoring jobs, restoring America, if our planet doesn't produce, period, we're done. We're done. It's not about jobs or increasing industry. This whole paradigm is flawed beyond belief, and that's just a mathematical fact. It's not about some sort of green agenda. I mean, people need to look around them and see that, you know, we have looted, pillaged, and plundered our planet into the ground, and the greatest assault of all, and again, this is why I'm focused on this issue. We can get to this when you feel you want to, Paul, but the climate engineering assault is the epitome of human insanity. It's the epitome of human destruction. It's the greatest and most immediate threat we face, bar none, short of nuclear cataclysm. And most people of any political stripe, any particular religious view, I could go on and on with different categories, but the vast majority of global populations are completely oblivious to the fact that we are about to hit the wall at full velocity, the entire human race and all life on Earth. We're starting to hit the wall now, in fact. And if we don't change directions completely and immediately, there'll be nothing left to salvage. And I realize that's not a message people want to hear. I fully realize no one wants to hear bad news. No one wants to hear a story that doesn't have a guaranteed happy ending. But if we don't face these realities, we have zero chance of making any improvement whatsoever. Zero. So however bitter the pill is, the hallmark of a healthy mind is to face reality without yielding. And I encourage everyone to find their strength and to help us focus on the greatest priorities. And the greatest priority is preserving our planet's ability to support life, period. And the best, biggest leap we can take in that direction initially is to expose and stop climate engineering.
Well, with us on the phone right now is, or actually by way of Skype, is Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org. And right now, Dane, I'm looking at your website. You got 23 million hits. I can remember back in the day when you had 11 a couple years ago. And people are really starting to wake up to what is going on with geoengineering, or climate engineering, as you just referred to it as. And I want to let people know, because so far, you know, a lot of people come up and you tell them about the governments around the world are changing the climate deliberately, and they're doing it by spraying chemicals and using various radio wave devices and so on. But it's much more than that. It's also that they're vaccinating us to death. We're going to be talking about that, too. It's all part of Agenda 21. It's all part of the United Nations' attempt to destroy the planet, or actually depopulate the planet. And they've been doing it for quite some time. And this is real. This is not made up. You know, we do have our tinfoil hats on. You know, I do encourage tinfoil hat thinking over not thinking at all, which is what the government wants. But that those of you that have been longtime tinfoil hat thinkers, and Dane being one of them, has brought this to our attention. And isn't it funny how, Dane, years ago we were being mocked about tinfoil hat and we don't know, we're a bunch of crazies, but everything that we've talked about has come true pretty much.
Well, it has in many respects, but there's much more coming. And although there are certain agendas, as you correctly laid out, by those in power, it's important to remember that certain issues are real,
right.
All too real. The damage to the planet is all too real. And yes, they're trying to use this to their advantage. There's no question about that. We have disaster capitalists that are, you know, again, comparable to pirates filling their pockets with loot as the ship goes down. Even though they're trying to make money off that, it doesn't mean the ship's not going down. It is going down right now. So it's just imperative that people try to break away from dichotomous, polarized thinking, erase their preconceptions, their programming, and to look at this picture brand new, that we are on a miraculous ball of rock in a very hostile environment of space, that the mechanisms that have existed which allowed us to live here are so incredibly miraculous and complex, and we have decimated those mechanisms. And again, climate engineering being at the top of that list, but by no means the only factor. If every time we cut down a forest, every time we poison the ocean and pave the planet, and we're doing all of that, those are all forms of geoengineering.
Yep.
Because it's altering their energy balance. So what people don't understand, Paul, is this ball of rock is in
about
the
10
90...
seconds here, Dan. We got to go. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. We've got a commercial break, you
yeah,
said?
We got a commercial break
I'm
coming
sorry.
Up. When
we'll
come back, we're
going
to get back into what Dane's talking to us about geoengineering and the dangers that are ahead. And they are real, ladies and gentlemen. They are absolutely real. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Serious about keeping our country safe. We also can't afford to have a president who's in the pocket of the gun lobby.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I am not a dictator. I'm the president.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And with us on the phone right now, or by Skype, is Dane Wigington, and we're talking about geoengineering. And his website is geoengineeringwatch.org. He's got a big event coming up this Friday in Redding, California, called VAX. It's all about the vaccines and climate engineering, and it's going to be a huge event. I would encourage anybody around the country, and they do. People come from around the country. The last time you did one of these, Dane, and I went to John B. Weld. And by the way, I finally got John B. Weld on the show. We met in at CPAC in Washington, D.C., and he came on the show and was very gracious, did an hour show. It's amazing how he and I are a lot alike. I didn't realize that. When we get in person, we talk. We couldn't stay apart from one another, just talking about so many different things. So anyway, that was a good get to finally get him on the radio. But he did a great job. Is he going to be there on Friday? Who do you have an MC?
John wasn't able to be here. I'll be MCing this event. But John is a great guy, and I greatly appreciate all he's done to help sound the alarm.
Yeah, and I know he's continuing with that alarm. But anyway, the geoengineering that is going on our planet is really, truly madness. And this is something, you know, we hear them talk about climate change, global warming, the farcical things that they've come up with, but they really are deliberately changing and altering the planet through geoengineering, and that's sort of the crux of all this, and it is absolutely destroying our planet. A couple of mechanisms are the spraying, and the other one is HAARP, and can you explain HAARP to people just quickly?
Well, this is two primary aspects, again, of climate engineering: to saturate the atmosphere with electrically conductive particles, and then to manipulate those particles with radio frequency transmissions, which is, in a sense, microwaving the atmosphere. That's what it's doing. So it should be no wonder that heat domes can be created, and that's part of what they use to steer the jet stream. But if I can back up just a hair and put this in a general overall context, because it's important for people to look at the whole truth. And I know that whole truth is sometimes unpleasant because everybody's polarized. But as I mentioned before the break, our planet is in the very edge of the habitable zone in regards to orbit around the sun. It's within a couple percentage points of being non-habitable, too warm. Anyway, and the planet's energy balance, the balance that it had with the amount of thermal energy coming in compared to what was being bounced back out, that balance has been completely obliterated. And now we are facing what would be more correctly categorized as not climate change, but a climate shift, an abrupt climate shift. Climate engineering is helping to fuel this process. But it's important if we're going to unite people, Paul, if we're going to unite with, again, all the different camps, that we're going to need to have any chance of prevailing in this battle. We need to have everybody on common ground. And although I will say that I am incredibly dismayed and disheartened at the behavior of the environmentalist community and their unwillingness to face this dire truth of climate engineering, and their hypocrisy is beyond belief at this point that they won't face this issue, because you can't have a legitimate discussion about the climate unless you discuss climate engineering first. But that being said, for all those people who want to believe that there's no damage to the planet except climate engineering, that the human race hasn't heard a thing, that's not reality either. And we need to face that a common ground would be this. Yes, we've been horrible stewards of the planet in so many ways, but the first issue we need to address is man's intentional attempt to intervene with the climate system. And that intervention, by the way, I want to make this clear, that intervention is not about the common good. Those at the top are not doing anything for the common good. It's about power and control. But they are trying to hide the severity of the warming by engineering cool-down events, Paul. And we just had, in South America, we just had another 30, 40,000 alpacas killed with an engineered cool-down. And they'll use that headline to make people think it's so cold all over, which couldn't be further from the truth. This is a short-term chemically nucleated cool-down that kills animals that shouldn't die in the cold down there. It's not that cold. But this chemical cool-down is very deadly. But they'll use that to hide the severity of runaway warming that's happening, which they're making worse. So they're feeding the problem at the same time they're trying to hide it. So it's important people look at the whole picture, get away from their preconceptions, realize we've been bad to the planet, but the geoengineering is the epitome of the assault against Earth's life support systems. And if we don't deal with it, I want to say this on the record clearly, if we don't deal with this, and we'll have other challenges to deal with it afterward, it's game over in the short-term horizon. And we are very, very close to events that people cannot imagine. It's already happening. The die-off right now is cataclysmic all over the globe.
Well, you know, and you've been pounding on the table for years about this, and back in the days when nobody was believing, and now all of a sudden people are starting to wake up and believe. And I know that this event that's coming up on the 5th is going to be absolutely a barn burner, as the one that I went to earlier in the year. And I know that people will get the word out from there. This whole thing about climate engineering that's going on right now, they've taken it to the next level. Do you see that they've done any attempt to try and bring it back and rein it in to control it, or are they just going full tilt and just on to destruction mode?
That's all they know how to do.
Right.
That's all they know how to do, is to keep doubling down. They are making an effort to be more covert. We're getting that report from many areas. I mean, the people think if they don't see a horizon-to-horizon particulate trail that there's no spraying going on. That's not true.
Right.
When you wake up every morning, the skies are silvery white as the sun comes up, and as it goes down, the skies are horribly hazy almost every day. And we know there's spraying over the oceans, unimaginable quantities of these materials. All they know how to do is double down, because especially for the private defense contractors involved like Raytheon. Raytheon is a primary player in the climate engineering programs. And interestingly enough, with our press release that we just did a few days ago that I mentioned to you, and I mentioned to you that the president of the National Academy of Sciences reached us the same day to talk about this issue, but also
Hang on a second so we can get some context, because this is the next topic we're going to talk about. But you put out a press release, Anti-Geoengineering Legal Alliance files U.S. 60-day notice of legal action. This is your first lawsuit, and obviously you have a ton of support behind you. So go ahead and tell us what happened when you filed this suit.
Let me clarify on what this notice is, and then I'll press on to the contact. This is a 60-day notice of pending legal action. So this is giving all the potential defendants from the DOE, Department of Energy, military people, even local agencies here in Northern California, giving them notice. Now, what I want to make clear to the public, the population, even though we have attorneys that are working as diligently as they can on their own, of their own accord, helping us with this effort, there are huge expenses with this undertaking. Even the depositions for the plaintiffs alone, just the depositions for the plaintiffs could be 50, 60, 70 grand.
Right.
So we have a nonprofit for this effort. And for those people who think that this paradigm is just going to continue on, that they're going to retire in 10 years and that everything's going to just keep chugging along, that's not going to happen. Under the best case scenario, that's not going to happen. So what I would say is this: consider what you're going to do with your resources. Anything that goes into this legal effort is 100% into a nonprofit tax deductible fund. None of it goes anywhere else but into the legal effort alone. So any dime anybody gives goes 100% to the cause. And if we don't have enough resources to cover these costs, this legal effort is not going to continue. It can't. So we've carried the ball as far as we can. We've set everything up so that people can be confident that everything they give goes 100% in the cause. Again, it's all write off. So we do need public support if we're going to continue to carry this ball forward. Now, the legal notice we filed was extremely comprehensive. The attorneys did an exceptional job on it, so much so that, as I mentioned to you off the air, the same day we sent the press release out, I got a contact from the president of the National Academy of Sciences, who I think was trying initially just to knock this effort down with her usual denial message that these issues aren't going on. And when I sent her back, and I'll publish this transcript next week, a notice that we would record her position, make it known to the public that she is really making herself an accessory in these crimes by attempting to hide them, and her demeanor changed unimaginably.
Hang on, Dan. We're going to come back and talk about this lady who a little shooken up by, the truth and reality of attorneys breathing down her neck. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We're with Dane Wigington of geoengineeringwatch.org, and we're talking about several things, and if you miss this, it'll be up on YouTube, and it's going to be up on our Podbean and Roku and all this other stuff. We'll be playing it over the next week because Dane has a big event coming up here on August 5th, and it's going to be all about vaxxed, about vaccine, and also about geoengineering. And it's going to be an all-day event in Redding, California, and there's going to be more details and information on our website, so you'll be able to link to it. It's agenda21radio.news. And the lawsuit, this Anti-Geoengineering Legal Alliance, which you filed a 60-day notice of legal action, has really brought the ire out. You were talking about a Marsha McNutt, who apparently is a little bit paranoid at this point in time that she might be facing down some attorneys.
Well, I think so. Again, she was inadvertently included in a couple of the back and forths I had with the attorneys after I first returned her contact. So, as I mentioned off the air, I think she may have lost some sleep that night. We'll see how things progress forward. Another interesting point I wanted to mention, because our server, we can track who accessed the press release that we sent out. And one of the biggest sources of accessing that link was Raytheon.
I bet.
Defense contractor Raytheon. And the person who accessed it most was one of the highest members of the Raytheon. I would call his title more of a public relations post, and so we're monitoring all this, and they're certainly looking at what's happening, and they're trying to hide this issue as diligently as they can. But a great many leaks in the ship. Again, to remind your listeners, Paul, right now we have illegal federal gag orders on all National Weather Service and all NOAA employees. What this comes down to, all of this going on, and as dire as our situation is, it comes down to this. People, everyone listening, needs to understand they're not helpless in this equation. That's our biggest Achilles heel right now, that we have a population that feel they are helpless, they can't do anything, they can't make a difference, so why try? And that is not true. That's a programmed power structure, disabling mindset, if you will, and we need to get over that, because every single person listening can help us stoke the fires of awareness until people are ready to face this issue, ready to hold their local officials accountable. And this is where it goes right back up the chain. We have to hold them accountable. Sometimes these officials are our family, friends, neighbors, but that does not excuse their behavior. That does not excuse the fact that they are participating in these crimes to protect their paychecks and pensions, and that is not okay. And starting with our media, and in Northern California, right here in Redding, starting with KRCR, Channel 7, and the Searchlight newspaper, and we have media organizations like that, in the words of the editor of the Searchlight, and I have that email, which I published before, from him to me, stating that he gets to decide what people see and what they don't.
Right.
That's not acceptable.
Well,
we're talking about issues that involve our lives, our children's lives.
The bigger thing that's happening is people are turning that media off and listening to us. And that's a great message, and I'm telling you, I have seen it so strongly here in the last couple of months, more so than ever, you know, especially our distributorship and who's listening to us and the number of people tuning in to Agenda 21 Radio. But it's not just us. It's this big boom in alternative media. And, I mean, look at the number of hits you've had just in a few years. I mean, it was 11 million a couple years ago, and now it's 23 million and growing. Seems like every time I get on the radio with you, you got another couple more million. But the word is getting out because people can look up in the sky and they can see it and they can sense the change, and they know the government and all these entities are lying to them. They figured it out. And a good example of this is what happened at the DNC with the Bernie Sanders people. I mean, you know, I was actually, because I had a health issue, I wasn't able to go, but I had the credentials and everything. I was going to the DNC in Philadelphia with my compadres from Red State Talk Radio and other radio shows, and I got all the feeds that they got, and I saw these people violently against Hillary Clinton, and it wasn't just against her, it was against the mainstream media, and they were seeking out all the alternative media sources, you know, James O'Keefe, and they were being actually sought out after, you know, Alex Jones and all the other stuff, you know, because they are alternative media, and they're really turning their back on the mainstream, because why the mainstream wasn't reporting on the riotous behavior and the protests that were going on so violently. So there's the divide right there. People that are, you know, looking to the real truth are finding the truth in the alternative media, and somehow they haven't been able to shut us up.
Well, think about this, too. Not only do they hide things on the convention, but I'm not sure if you saw, Paul, on Thursday, a U.S. Strike killed 45 innocent civilians. You see that?
I did not see that, no.
So this is the kind of thing that, and this is the second time in as many weeks. So I'm saying that there is so much Americans don't know, and I salute our military brothers and sisters, their motives, but I'm asking them, I'm begging them, I'm pleading with them to wake up and consider what you're a part of. This is not about freedom and democracy in the Middle East. It's
no,
about
it's not.
Power and control, period. And our military brothers and sisters need to wake up, and not only those who are on alternative media like this and listening, you need to take action. And that action can be simply taking credible data. Go seek out your local water quality testing officials, air quality testing officials, who most of which know this is going on, and send them credible data and saying, hey, we know you know. And if you don't know, then you're not qualified to hold the job you hold. So either way, you're liable. And start sharing data from a person's own home computer. They can do so much good. But just sitting there in the sidelines and waving pom-poms doesn't get this done. So we need people to actually take action, share data, organize others. And for example, in Reading, we need to wake up the medical community to the fact that they are, because they're paid to participate in the pharmaceutical industrial complex, they are harming our children. The data is conclusive. We have a CDC whistleblower. So we want to have a demonstration, a peaceful demonstration, in front of some facility in Reading, and to make known, and we'll see if our local media even covers this, but to wake people up to the fact that it's not okay to just toe the official narrative that vaccinations are all safe, which is a massive, unimaginable lie. And the medical industry and too many physicians are going along with this because they make massive amounts of money from administering vaccinations, kickbacks from the pharmaceutical industry, as much as $400 and $500 per patient. If they have 300 or 400 patients, you do the math. It's a huge amount of money. So the bottom line is, we need people to show up in Reading, learn what's going on, and help us expose the fact that our children are being harmed. And then we need to look at not just vaccinations, but the fact that every breath we take is laden with chemicals and materials that we have local air quality people hiding. So all these agency people that are our friends, families, neighbors, we need to hold them accountable. We need to put the light on them and make sure they know that this is not okay. We need to share credible data. We need to take action, every one of us.
You know, one of the things that we're doing here, because this is a real fallout point, and then we're going to come up to the music in a second, but it's amazing the number of people, because on our side of it politically, who do not know their constitutional rights and do not know the Constitution if they are holding office. They have no clue. Anyway, when we come back, we'll mention this a little bit more, but stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. We're listening with Dane Wigington, and we're talking about Geoengineering Watch and the big event that's coming up here on the 5th about facts to geoengineering. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I swore an oath to uphold the laws on the book.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
And And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio, and we've got Dane Wigington with us. Geoengineeringwatch.org is the website. If you want to understand what the whole problem in the world is today, if you want to really kind of truly understand the real problem with global warming and cooling or whatever you want to call it, climate change, it's what they're deliberately doing to us that is the reality. And this is what geoengineeringwatch.org brings you. I suggest you go there. Learn as much as you can about what's going on with climate engineering, as it's called. And, you know, you got to learn quick because things are deteriorating quickly. This climate engineering business has been going on for a long time, and now we're at the point after, what, 40, 50 years? How long has this really been going on in earnest?
At a significant scale, over 70 years.
Over 70 years.
Since World War II.
Yeah, so, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this is, like, big, and our environment is in desperate need right now. We're so close to being exterminated, we're not even... And this is not hyperbole. You know, if you follow these things like Dane does, and, of course, he's got all the science behind it, he's now challenged the U.S. government. He's got an anti-engineering legal alliance, which he filed the 60-day notice of legal action against the government. And this has created quite a stir amongst governmental agencies. Right now, Dane's sitting on 23 million hits on his website. This is perhaps one of the most looked at websites in media right now. So we suggest you go there and learn up as much as you can. And I know we're going through this very quickly, but okay, we got the big event coming up. Let's get into Vax because we've only got this last segment going on. What is Vaxxed? And I know this is going to be another mind blower to people if you haven't heard this before, but we're trying to bring it all to you. We've been talking about vaccines for years here on Agenda 21 Radio, especially when Bill Gates comes up and other people's. But what is Vaxxed?
Vaxxed is the film that was put together with great care with indisputable data from a CDC, Center for Disease Control, whistleblower, top scientist. This is where when people... They've been so well programmed to believe and accept the official narrative that vaccinations are proven safe. That's an absolute lie. We have an autism rate that is going through the roof. It's gone up 15 to 20,000%, not 15 to 20%, 15 to 20,000% in the last 40 plus years. What does it take to wake people up? And now we're looking at an autism rate of perhaps 1 in 25. From 1 in 10,000 to 1 in 25, that's 40,000%. So it's that bad. We're being told by MIT in the next 10 years, every other child will have autism. And if you think the child that's not diagnosed will be at full potential, think again. It's damaging neurological systems. Why would they put harmful neurotoxins in vaccinations like thimerosal with mercury, aluminum? This couldn't be more obvious, Paul. So the bottom line is this. All we're asking, show up at this event. Watch the film. Examine the data. The data is inarguable, and Congress will not let this CDC top scientist whistleblower who has about 10,000 documents from the CDC, they will not let him testify. Think about that. So show up. You can meet the physicians. The whole event is free. Everything is free. Geoengineering Watch is paying for everything. And we don't sell anything either, by the way. We don't market anything. We're non-political. We're doing this for the common good, period. And we'll have free materials there as well. So if you care about your children, show up, bring someone with you, and learn what you don't know, because this is a fight for life, and our children are depending on us, and we will address the climate engineering issue there too. I'll be doing two climate engineering updates as well. These are the two primary factors that are decimating human health and human neurological function right now.
Well, you know, we have a lot of listeners. We've had several people on the show that have had children with autism, and to a person, they blame the vaccines. And, you know, because it's a cause and effect thing. You know, you get the vaccine and all of a sudden the child is just acting bizarre. And, you know, and again, as an educator, when I was in the system for 41 years, starting from really around the early 1990s, we started seeing and hearing about autistic children it was an explosive rate. It was just, and we were talking about it openly back then. This was in the 90s, early 90s, and well, all the way through the 90s and 2000s. And it just progressively got bigger and bigger and bigger. And now it's a crisis point about what it's doing to our children. And, of course, a lot of those children are now in their young adults or their middle-aged adults. And this is devastating our populations. How involved is Bill Gates in all this?
Well, I mean, how do you argue that he's not a factor? Of course he is. I mean, he's been a very strong advocate for vaccinations for how long, right? And so we know – we know that he's a part of the equation. And, you know, the forgive the background noise here. I'm not sure if that's bleeding through. I got a couple of animals that have just gone berserk out here in the background. But anyway, with Gates, absolutely a factor. But there's much bigger wheels than Bill Gates. Bill Gates is also part of the geoengineering equation, right, in that he has pushed research and development in geoengineering, but he's only a prop in the play. People need to understand that those at higher levels, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, and so forth, those are the real players in this equation that people need to understand are pulling the strings. Even with our political system, all roads, Paul, all roads lead back to the central bankers. And as powerful as some people think Bill Gates is, he's simply a pawn in the play.
He's a drop in the bucket, basically.
He's not a money printer. Those who print the money run the militaries and everything else. So that's the core of this whole issue, and people need to understand that. But it comes down to taking action. Every single individual could be the final grain of sand that tilts the scale. Everybody is needed in this equation. Nobody's helpless. And if people go to geoengineeringwatch.org, on the homepage in the upper left column, there's activist suggestions link. It tells people what they can do, how they can help. There's a flaming arrow link, which actually is a link to give people the documents.
Hang on here, Dane, and we'll come right back with the one person at a time. So stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Dane Wiginton on Agenda 21 Radio.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-600-5860. That's 800-600-5860. 800-600-5860.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. This is our final segment. It's real short. We've got Dane Wiginton from geoengineeringwatch.org, and he's got this big event coming up on the 5th. And Dane, tell us a little bit about your website, contact, and so on, about Vaxxed in just a very short period of time.
Yeah, people can access information about this event at geoengineeringwatch.org. It's the top center post that'll show flyers for this event. Again, the event is free. All the materials at the event are free. The staff and doctors in the film Vax will be at this event doing Q&A. It's an all-day event from 9 in the morning presentation start. There'll be a repeat, two showings of Vaxxed, two Q&A sessions. So it's a format we roll through the whole day. And I want to encourage people, again, no matter how dark the horizon is, the hallmark of a healthy mind is an unyielding willingness to face the truth. We all need to face what's happening together. That's our only chance of salvaging what's left. So I hope everybody can stand up, take a look around, and decide what we need to do together. And there's instructions, again, on geoengineeringwatch.org, upper left column, activist suggestions link. Encourage everybody to go there and find out how you can help.
Awesome. And Dane, thank you very much for being on Agenda 21. It's always an honor to have you on the show, and I'm really pleased that we can get this information out, and we'll be talking about it all week long. So anyway, thanks for being with us. And remember, ladies and gentlemen, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. And we'll keep you up to date on what's going on with Dane. Thanks, Dane.
Thank you, Paul.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, remember, visit our website, agenda21radio.com. That's agenda21radio.news. I got to get that one all cleared up. And Vaxxed, it's with us. And make sure you attend on August 5th. Get the news and information right here on Agenda 21 Radio and geoengineeringwatch.org. And thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And as I say, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We are sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.